I'd like to first of all welcome you to St. Pius V Chapel for the Mass and ceremonies of ordination to the Holy Priesthood. All, of course, are always most welcome to attend our Masses and ceremonies here, but I would remind you that in order to receive Holy Communion, one must believe and profess the Catholic faith as it has always been believed and professed. One must accept without any reservation all the moral teachings of the Church, especially in regard to marriage and purity. One must be in the state of grace. One must exclusively attend the traditional Latin Mass. And finally, one must be fasting from food and alcohol for 3 hours and liquids for 1 hour, except, of course, for water, which does not break the fast and may be taken at any time. Now, the epistle appointed to be read today for the feast of St. Pius X is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Thessalonians, chapter 2. Brethren, we had confidence in our God to preach to you the gospel of God amid much anxiety, for our exhortation was not from error, nor from impure motives, nor from guile, but as approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak not as pleasing men, but God who proves our hearts. For at no time have we used words of flattery, as you know, nor any pretext for avarice. God is witness, nor have we sought glory from men, neither from you nor from others. Although as the apostles of Christ we could have claimed a position of honor among you, still while in your midst we were as children, as if a nurse were cherishing her own children, so we in our love for you would gladly have imparted to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own souls, because you had become most dear to us. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 21. At that time Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, dost thou love me more than these do? He said to him, Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, dost thou love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said to him, Feed my lambs. A third time he saith to him, Simon, son of John, dost thou love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him for the third time, Dost thou love me? He said to him, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. He said to him, Feed my sheep. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And Jesus said to him, Feed my lambs. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, today is, as I mentioned, the great feast of Pope St. Pius X. St. Pius X was elected Pope on August 4, 1903. He ruled the Church as the supreme pastor until his death on August 20, 1914. He was canonized by Pope Pius XII in 1954. In fact, Pius XII actually said that the canonization of St. Pius X was the greatest act of his pontificate. Now, I mentioned this past Sunday that this feast of St. Pius X is a feast which is very dear to us here at St. Pius V Chapel. And it is dear to us, it is most important to us, because Pope St. Pius X was truly the greatest pope of modern times. He was kind and courageous. He was a true defender of the Church by his uncompromising preaching of the Catholic faith and his unswerving condemnation of the destructive heresy of modernism, which heresy, as I mentioned, seeks to change the unchangeable dogmatic and moral teachings of the Church and conform them to modern society, in which heresy is rampant today among the external institutions of the Church. St. Pius X is thus our holy example. He is our model that we must follow in this age of unbelief. But as I also mentioned, the feast of St. Pius X is very dear to us because our episcopal and our priestly orders are derived from him. In 1907, Pope St. Pius X consecrated the future Pope Benedict XV to the episcopacy. Pope Benedict XV consecrated Cardinal Eugene Pacelli, the future Pope Pius XII, in 1917. Pope Pius XII consecrated Cardinal Francis Spellman of New York in 1939. Cardinal Spellman consecrated Bishop Alfred Mendez in 1960. And Bishop Mendez consecrated our own Bishop Clarence Kelly on October 19, 1993. And we are profoundly grateful to Bishop Mendez for his love of the Church and his great and heroic generosity and goodness to us. For because of Bishop Alfred Mendez and his decision to consecrate Bishop Kelly, we were given a future full of hope and a seminary that will provide priests for you, your children, and grandchildren. But how appropriate it is that we ordain a priest on this great feast of St. Pius X. And it was just a few moments ago, my dear people, that Paul Krug was ordained to the holy priesthood. He is now Father Paul Krug, a priest of Jesus Christ, and such he shall remain for all eternity. When just a few moments ago I laid my hands upon his head, and then in the preface of the ordination rite, I spoke the words that constitute the form of the sacrament of holy orders, he became a priest. And when that happened, there was impressed upon his soul the indelible character of the priesthood, by which he was configured at that moment to Jesus Christ, the great high priest. Thus this morning his soul was changed, and it shall remain changed for all eternity. By his ordination, he has received an increase of sanctifying grace. He has received special sacramental graces to enable him to fulfill his sacred duties as a priest. And he has received, as I have just said, an indelible mark upon his soul, whereby his soul is now configured to Jesus Christ himself. If we could see his soul now, we would see imprinted on it there the very image of Christ, who at the moment of his incarnation became the great high priest in virtue of the hypostatic union. In other words, when the eternal Son of God united himself to a created human nature, he became a priest. And it is that very priesthood that Father Paul Krug now shares. And this morning, Father Krug will perform his first priestly office. At this very Mass this morning, he will kneel in the sanctuary, and assisted by another priest, he will offer Mass with me. And that is why, my dear people, at the ordination Mass of a priest, the ordaining bishop says, all the parts of the Mass allow, from the offertory on. And this is to facilitate the young priest who will actually offer the Mass. with the ordaining bishop as the church requires. And thus this morning, I will offer the Mass with the newly ordained priest. Tomorrow, Father Krug will offer his first solemn High Mass here at St. Pius V Chapel. To really understand, to really grasp as far as we are able of what happened here this morning, we have to go back to the events of the first Holy Thursday. We have to go back to that first Holy Thursday night when our Divine Savior instituted the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist and the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, and thus giving us Himself in the Holy Eucharist to perpetuate in a very unassuming way His real presence in this world until the end of time. In other words, when He was on earth, He hid the divinity under the veil of His sacred humanity, as it were, but in the Holy Eucharist, while He is still on earth, in the Holy Eucharist, He hides, as it were, both His divinity and His sacred humanity under the appearances of bread and wine. And He gave us the Mass to make the sacrifice of the cross present, to apply its saving power to celebrate its memory, and He gave us the Holy Eucharist to be the food of our souls. But how could the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass be perpetuated? How could the Holy Eucharist continue to be the divine food for souls until the very end of the world? In light of the fact that Christ was to leave this world on Ascension Thursday, a means then had to be found whereby Mass could be offered, and His Eucharistic presence would remain until the end of time. As one author put it, He had to search, so to speak, the very depths of His divine wisdom to find such a means by which this could be done. And the means that the God-man found, so to speak, was the Catholic priesthood. And thus, on that very first Holy Thursday night, the night before He died, He instituted, with the Holy Eucharist and the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, He instituted the sacrament of holy orders. He ordained the apostles priests, the first priests of the Church. And as priests, they could offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass. They would change bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. He also consecrated them His first bishops. And as bishops, they were given the power to ordain priests. And this power, my dear friends, of bishops and this power of priests has been passed down for almost 2,000 years. And thus, only validly ordained priests can offer the Mass and make Christ truly and really present on the altar. And only validly consecrated bishops can consecrate bishops and ordain priests. The sacrament of the body and blood of Christ, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, are intimately bound together with this great sacrament of holy orders. If we did not have one, we would not have the other. The Catholic priesthood is thus a divine institution that confers upon mere human beings the power to offer the Mass, the power to change bread and wine into Christ's body and blood. When you really consider this, that God should raise mere frail human beings to such heights and to such a dignity as the priesthood of Jesus Christ, it is beyond comprehension. It is beyond comprehension because the holy sacrifice of the Mass is the same sacrifice which Christ offered on Calvary. It is a sacrifice of infinite value. And as such, how great must be the dignity of the Catholic priesthood. There's a very familiar story in the life of St. Martin of Tours that emphasizes the dignity of the Catholic priesthood. St. Martin of Tours was born in the year 316 in what is now Hungary. He became a Christian around the year 335. Near 371, he was consecrated the bishop of the city of Tours in what is now France. He became famous throughout the Roman Empire for his virtuous life, his zeal in preaching the gospel, and many wondrous miracles. One day, St. Martin was invited to dine with the Emperor Maximus and his nobles. And the Emperor placed him in the seat of honor at his right hand. And the priest who accompanied St. Martin sat beside him. Now when the ceremonial goblet of wine was brought, the emperor, who usually drank first according to custom, first passed this golden goblet of wine to St. Martin to show respect and reverence to so eminent a guest. And when St. Martin had drunk from the goblet, according to the ceremony before the imperial dinners, the emperor stretched out his hands to receive the goblet. But instead of returning it immediately to Maximus, St. Martin handed it to the priest who sat beside him. And only after the priest had drunk from the goblet did St. Martin then return it to the emperor. Now you can only imagine that the nobility that surrounded the table were stunned. They considered St. Martin's actions to be an insult and an outrage to the imperial dignity. But the Emperor Maximus was not offended. In the midst of the company, he stood up at the table and he began to praise St. Martin. And then he declared before all that the dignity of a priest is greater than that of an emperor. The dignity, my dear friends, of a Catholic priest is the greatest dignity on the face of the earth. And that is no exaggeration, because the dignity of the priest is that great because he shares in the priesthood of Christ. And only the Catholic priest can offer a sacrifice of infinite value to Almighty God. And yet, in spite of this infinite dignity, The priest is but a mere man. He is a human being. Thus, it is only on account of the sacred character which is conferred upon him at ordination that he transcends, as Saint Bernard of Clairvaux once wrote, he transcends all the dignities of kings, of emperors, and even that of the angels in heaven. Our divine Lord and Savior, in his infinite wisdom, deigned to choose mere weak men to be his priests. He deigned to choose men to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass. He deigned to choose men to forgive sins, to teach, govern, and sanctify the faithful. He thus chose mere men to feed his lambs. Today is a day of great joy and celebration. Today we have another priest. And what a blessing from God this is. We have another priest to offer Mass and administer the sacraments. We have another priest to preach the gospel. Pray for this newly ordained priest. Pray for all your priests, for priests are mere men with a divine responsibility, and thus they are in need of much grace and help. On this glorious day, then, we pray that the most blessed Virgin Mary, who is the mother of the great High Priest Jesus Christ, we pray that she may intercede for us and go to her divine Son on our behalf and obtain for us, through her immaculate heart, holy and dedicated priests. Priests who are on fire with the love of God and the salvation of souls. Priests who, like the great Pope Saint Pius X, will courageously proclaim the one true Catholic faith and feed the lambs redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.